Welcome, friends. This is Archangel. So, I see disconcerting things going on in MGTOW. I sense a disturbance in the Force. In the last few months, I have not really been keeping up with the pulse of MGTOW affairs, as I have been so preoccupied with writing and then making my own videos. Yet, in the last few weeks, I have been catching up on what has been going on in the MGTOW community over the last 6 months or so, and I am uneasy about what I am seeing and sensing. I have seen many MGTOW producers announce they are taking a break or delete their channels, others who say they are done with MGTOW, and still others who question MGTOW's efficacy and their involvement with it. And this is not a couple, two, or three, but I am seeing a pattern of males announcing misgivings over MGTOW. Okay, so why the big announcement? If you need a break, take a few weeks. Nobody will question you. But this announcement that I need a break, or that MGTOW is running out of new content, this is curious. Okay, so you need a break from what? Helping males out of disposability? You're done because you cannot get brand spanking new ideas or content out there? Yeah, so the last time I looked, the Y chromosomed are still abused utilities. We need to sing the same song over and over and over again until male disposability is vanquished. This new content citation as to why many channels are leaving the arena suggests that they are more concerned with unique material in order to increase their viewership, that they may compete with all the other content producers. Such reasoning smacks of personal advancement rather than male collective welfare. Yes, we all want to be that runaway hit channel that makes six figures off our YouTube videos. But this is a pipe dream. As far as I know, there is only one PewDiePie. So either content producers are here for personal advancement, or because they actually believe in the content they produce, which essentially costs them time and money to produce. I know this is my case. Now, whether some of these MGTOW MIAs are purple pillars attempting to plug back into the Matrix, or whether they are also disturbed with the direction of MGTOW, this is the only question I find myself asking. And ironically, I find myself asking it more and more lately as I witness more and more males flirt with the idea of secession from MGTOW. Next, we seem to have racial unrest. There seems to be racial dissent amongst our ranks. Really, guys? We are at each other's throats yet again. That is the problem. Males have been at each other's throats over women throughout history. And now, in our safe male space, we are at it again. Good Lord Almighty. Oh, okay, so should we divide men's issues along racial, ethnic, and religious lines so we have a bunch of little impotent fracture groups rather than one united male voice against gynocentrism? Yeah, I think we know which has more efficacy, a single voice or a legion of passionate voices. Moreover, what is really bothersome is that I'm seeing a softening of positions within the MGTOW community. It is starting to look more and more purple around here. One reason I was drawn to MGTOW in the first place is the hard line drawn in the sand. Now I am seeing a softening of MGTOW principles. Oh, dating females in our space, an easing on theory that females aren't so bad. Some of the stalwarts here seem to be altering their doctrine to allow females into our realm and give them a voice here. So, thus, I am seeing MGTOW being invaded by females and trolls, which was to be expected. But MGTOWs are allowing this and even subscribing to female channels and following them. This tells me that MGTOW is not really that MGTOW anymore. It is yet another male space that has been infested with the gynocentric plague via moderates, which is simply code for purple pillars, white knights, etc. You know the drill. We seem to be succumbing to gynocentrism's usurpation of our space. As usual, when a movement gains size and momentum, all the charlatans and weasels jump on board, and eventually the principles that compelled a movement into fruition are compromised. So I have been met with all this in the last few weeks of catching up with other MGTOW talent, and all these things happening this year. content producers quitting or announcing breaks, females infiltrating more and more, racial unrest, and now we apparently have attracted the attention of some in the media, as there is talk that the BBC wants to do a documentary on MGTOW. Great! Yeah, except that it's not, because they're trying to link us to fringe hate groups such as the neo-Nazis. And all this is to be expected, because when we walk away from the plantation, the slave master is obviously going to send out the hounds to try and wrangle us back. However, the most disturbing trend I'm seeing, of not one or two people, but many, is the softening of principles to include women and make things nice and cozy for them. It is very subtle right now. Most would not even sense this, but I am seeing a change in many MGTOW. A subtle change, an oh-so-slight turning back towards the Matrix and Purple Pill existence. This is unacceptable. You either oppose male disposability or you enable it, period. You are either sober or you are a user. And I see the trend more and more to try and find some way to make the dope dealer care about the welfare and feelings of the addict they leech off of. You guys want to backpedal? You want to make things nice, soft kitty fluffy bunny for females? Great! Just hop back over the fence and join the MRAs and everybody else who enables male disposability. Do not proffer your purple pill propaganda of unicorns under the guise of MGTOW. You cheapen MGTOW and you further impugn males as disposable utilities when you do this. Yet, still, I see it happening more and more from people I never would have expected. Okay, so all this taken into consideration, I am either seeing the growing pains of a snowballing giant or the demise of an unruly movement which opposed gynocentrism and was systemically dismantled by the vaginisty for insubordination. Now, I am not abandoning MGTOW. Indeed, too many males are awakened to gynocentrism. MGTOW principles will continue on, albeit under different monikers, perhaps, such as herbivore men. Furthermore, the principles of MGTOW are sound, but perhaps a rebranding is needed to further continue the male empowerment which we seek to foist upon the broken and abused. My purpose is to liberate the Y-chromosomed from devaluation and disposability, hence my channel name. All else is secondary. MGTOW purity seems to be diluted more and more every day, so perhaps this underground resistance needs to change locations and regroup. However, the principles MGTOW was founded on are crucial, for they are applicable truths. You see, I have been here for a few months, pumping out videos, and no one has really given me any notice. Now, I understand, despite the countless hours of time and energy I have put into my videos, I realize I'm not very entertaining. My voice is probably nails on the chalkboard, my editing sucks, my content has been done before, and overall, I am unexceptional and untalented. Nobody wants to hear anything I have to say. My video views will tell that story. Yes, I have thought about bailing because I really didn't receive any kind of welcome or nod from anybody here in this place where I thought brotherhood and camaraderie would abound and prevail. Now, perhaps my non-popularity is, in fact, because I suck. Or perhaps it's because MGTOW is overrun with gyno infestation and snake oil salesmen. And people do not care about the message anymore or about welcoming others to our safe space. Everyone is too caught up in sparring with feminists or each other. Male welfare takes a back seat as we form a circle around the two little kids fighting on the playground after school. There is so much good content and new producers who are not getting any recognition. Why is this? I surmise that either saturation or apathy has taken up residence here. Now, these are just a few observations I have had in the last few weeks, and indeed, they may invoke a lot of ire or criticism, which is fine, because nobody really likes me here anyway, and so thus I am not stepping on anybody's toes with my words. Now, this is not me with sour grapes, because I don't have the stature of a Barbarossa or Spetsnaz, both of which I love. This is me questioning what the freak is going on in our space. Now, to be clear, I am MGTOW. I have been MGTOW before I even heard that acronym, and I espouse MGTOW principles. The softening that I am seeing of MGTOW philosophy, I do not endorse at all. The MGTOW that inspired me was a muscular, ripped body. The MGTOW I sense emerging is more like a dad body. So, if MGTOW is compromised beyond repair, then we need to funnel MGTOW concepts under another name, but something that communicates the intent. So, what about MEFA, M-E-F-A, male exodus from abuse? Or how about M-E, just male exodus? Yeah, I know. That is so stupid, Archangel. Just like everything else you do. Those are dumb acronyms. Ultimately, I think Liberation Y embodies all MGTOW principles and promotes male welfare and freedom from devaluation and disposability. People might one day say, I am liberation, the way they now say, I am MGTOW. Yeah, I know, such visions of grandeur, which nobody else shares. My subscriber numbers elucidate that. Anyhow, these are just a few emerging disturbances that I have observed. Something for you to mentally chew on for a while. I am behind anything that leads to male liberation from devaluation and disposability. Contemplation of MGTOW demise, it actually saddens me. My discovery of MGTOW was one of the very few eureka moments I have ever had in my life. And so to think of its infiltration and destruction, this saddens me. I take this seriously. But we cannot compromise. There can be no concessions. Again, either you enable male disposability or you oppose it. MGTOW principles oppose it. Everything else in this world enables male utility, male devaluation, and male disposability. We cannot compromise. Still, no matter the moniker used, male liberation from devaluation and disposability should be our ultimate goal. And no matter what the moniker used or the banner under which we march, either way, I will continue to ask my brothers to stand with me and live free.